good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Brian, and today on Hurtin' for Real, my annual tribute to the Celtic Connection. Yeah, it'll be a little bit different today. Not straight-ahead country music, like I usually play. No, it's going to be a tribute to a show that was hosted by Gene McDonald. He did it for 17 years, here in Kamloops. It was called The Celtic Connection. It was kind of Celtic music, Celtic folk. So that's what we'll do. Today we'll hear some Dubliners and the Chieftains. We'll hear some John Prine and Fiona Prine. Some Dick Nolan. Something from Ryan's Fancy. Some Asleep at the Wheel. Yeah, it's all Celtic folk music today. Stick around.
Farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Greenore, and I think of you both day and night, until I return once more, till I return once more.
And all of the stormy seven seas I have sailed before the mast, and on every voyage I ever made, I swore it would be my last.
So I sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Greenore, and I think of you both day and night, till I return once more, till I return once more.
Now I had a girl called Mary Boyle, and she lived in Greenore. And the foremost thought that was in her mind was to keep me safe on shore.
So I'd sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Greenore, and I'd think of you both day and night, till I return once more, till I return once more.
Now the landsman's life is all his own, he can go or he can stay. But when the sea gets in your blood, when she calls, you must obey.
So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Greenore, and I'll think of you both day and night, until I return once more, until I return once more. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Greenore, and I'll think of you both day and night, until I return once more, until I return once more.
Yes, there's a song that you would hear on The Celtic Connection. That is The Dubliners, a song called Farewell to Carlingford. And today on Hurtin' for Real, my tribute, my annual tribute to the Celtic Connection. I'll be honest with you, it was my favorite radio show. It was on CFBX, a campus station in Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada, for about 17 years, I guess, hosted by Jean McDonnell. And last year, I did a tribute to it, and I thought, why not make it an annual thing, because I thought pretty highly of the Celtic Connection. And Jean would play Celtic music, Celtic folk, and sometimes there would be kind of a country influence in some of the songs, sure. So today is, a little bit different for me, but that's okay. There's a new record by Asleep at the Wheel. They're from Texas. Their new record is called New Roots, or maybe New Routes. And there's a cover of Guy Clark's Dublin Blues on it. And wouldn't this fit just perfectly on the Celtic Connection? I think so. Some Asleep at the Wheel on Hurtin' for Real.
Well, I wish I was in Austin. At the chilly part of bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas and not caring where you are. But here I am in Dublin. Rolling cigarettes and holding back and choking back the shakes with every breath. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I love you from the get-go, and I love you till I die. Love you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. Well, I am just a poor boy. Works my middle name. If money was the reason, well, I would not be the same. Stand up and be counted. I'll face up to the truth. I'll walk away from trouble, but I can't walk away from you. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I love you from the get-go, and I love you till I die. I love you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. Fort Worth. And I have been to Spain, and I have been too proud to come in out of the rain. And I have seen the David. I've seen the Mona Lisa too. I have heard Doc Watson play Columbus Stockade Blue. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. forgive me for thinking what I thought. I love you from the get-go, and I'll love you till I die. I love you on the Spanish steps the day you say goodbye. Now I wish I was in Austin. At the chilly parlor bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas and not caring where you are.
I am a merry plowboy, and I plow the fields all day, till a sudden thought came to my head that I should run away. For I'm tired of this slaving since the day that I was born. So I'm off to join the IRA, and I'm off tomorrow morn. Oh, we're off to Dublin in the green, where the helmets glisten in the sun, where the bayonets clash and the rifles flash to the echo of the Thompson gun. I leave behind me old grey coat, I leave behind me plow. I leave behind me old grey mare, for I'll no more need them now. We're off to Dublin in the green, where the helmets glisten in the sun, where the bayonets clash and the rifles flash to the echo of the Thompson gun. I leave behind me Mary, she is the one that I adore, and I wonder will she think of me when she hears the cannons roar. Now when the war is over and dear old Ireland is free, I'll take my Mary to the church, and a rebel's wife she'll be. We're off to Dublin in the green, where the helmets glisten in the sun, where the bayonets clash and the rifles flash to the echo of the Thompson gun. We're off to Dublin in the green, where the helmets glisten in the sun, where the bayonets clash and the rifles flash to the echo of the Thompson gun, to the echo of the Thompson gun, the echo of the Thompson gun.
Stompin' Tom Connors, the late Stompin' Tom Connors, a song called Off to Dublin, and before that, another song about Dublin, sort of, Dublin Blues from Asleep at the Wheel. And today, a tribute to the Celtic Connection. Yeah, like I say, it ran for 17 years. It went from about 2001, I think it was technically 2000, and it ran till about 2017. Was on from 4 in the afternoon until 6 on Saturdays. Yeah, sometimes I would be making dinner or helping to make dinner, and I'd have it on, and it was a joy to listen to. Not just because of the music that you played, Gene, but because, oh, you're pretty knowledgeable about the music that you played, and you made it interesting, and it was just fantastic from start to finish. We're going to hear a song called Till a Tear Becomes a Rose. And this one is by John Prine and Fiona Prine. Fiona is from Ireland, and it features Dermot Byrne, another Irish artist. So, yeah, I think this one fits. I like this one. John and Fiona and Dermot on Hurtin' for Real's tribute to the Celtic Connection.
Darling, I can see the clouds around you, and in your heart I know a sorrow grows. But if you weep, I'll be right here to hold you. Till each tear you cry becomes a rose.
Dearest love, I know your heart's been shattered, and all my words can offer no relief. But my love will heal the pain you've suffered, and I'll be here if you should turn to me.
Darling, I can see the clouds around you, and in your heart I know a sorrow grows. But if you weep, I'll be right here to hold you. Till each tear you cry becomes a rose. In deepest night, when memories tend to gather, lay with me and put your fears to sleep. There's no pain, no dream can put asunder all the love that binds us, you and me. Darling, I can see the clouds around you, and in your heart I know a sorrow grows. But if you weep, I'll be right here to hold you. Till each tear you cry becomes a rose. Till each tear you cry becomes a rose.
Irish Washerwoman is the name of that one. Yeah, you know that one. That's from Catherine Mahler. She's from New Brunswick. And yes, today on Hurtin' for Real, my tribute to The Celtic Connection. It was a show hosted by Jean McDonnell, and it was a show that I really liked. So, yeah, every year I pay tribute to it. You know, you can always go back and listen to my show last year. It's archived, show 768 on hurtinforreal.com. Just go back. You can find it. I think it's on maybe page 7 now. I don't know. It changes all the time. Anyways, you can go back and listen to the archived show. Show 768 was my first tribute to the Celtic Connection. This one, yes, is the second. Well, I still remember when Gene played this song. It's called We China Pig. And it's about a Hot Water Bottle. It's a really cute song. I'm not sure if Eric Bogle sang this on Gene's show. Gene might have played a version from a different artist, but this is the one that I found and I liked. And yeah, Gene always played songs that sometimes they were really touching, sometimes they were really funny or cute, and this one fits into the latter category. Let's hear something from Eric Bogle, a song about saving a marriage. It's called Wee China Pig, on Hurtin' For Real.
Now when I was a wee boy, the pleasures I knew in content were simple and the numbers were few. French toast and square sausage, playing football and tig. But the best of them all was my wee China pig. It's made its a wally and it weighs half a ton. It'll still keep you warm when a rubber yin's done. Just fill with hot water and screw down the lid. Then jump into bed with your wee China pig. Now the place that we lived in was an all-single land, called dark, damp and drafty, it had long been condemned. So to keep us all healthy, here's what Mama did. She bought all the family a wee China pig. It's made its a wally and it weighs half a ton. It'll still keep you warm when a rubber yin's done. Just fill with hot water and screw down the lid. Then jump into bed with your wee China pig. When the temperature's fallen as fast as the snow and the icy north wind chaps your knees and nose raw, well under my blankets I'd burrow and dig, safe, warm and cosy with my wee China pig. It's made its a wally and it weighs half a ton. It'll still keep you warm when a rubber yin's done. Just fill with hot water and screw down the lid. Then jump into bed with your wee China pig. But now I'm a man and I've got me a wife. She's a wee tidy thing, she's the pride of my life. She's no very smart and she's no very big, but she sure beats the pants off that wee China pig. It's made its a wally and it weighs half a ton. It'll still keep you warm when a rubber yin's done. Just fill with hot water and screw down the lid. Then jump into bed with your wee China
pig. I am a weaver, a cotton weaver. I am a rash and a roving blade. I've got silver in my pockets and I'm going to follow a roving trade.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
As I went into Glasgow City, Nancy whiskey I chanced to smell. I went in, sat down beside her. 7 long years I loved her well.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
The more I kissed her, the more I loved her. The more I kissed her, the more she smiled. Soon I forgot my mother's teaching. Nancy soon had me beguiled.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
Now I arose early in the morning to wet my thirst, it was my need. I tried to rise, but I was not able. Nancy had me by the knee.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
So I'm going back to the Carlton Weaver. I'll surely make those shuttles fly, but I'll make more
at the Carlton Weaver than ever I did in the Roving Way.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
So come all you weavers, you cotton weavers, come all you weavers, where'er you be, beware of whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. She'll ruin you like she ruined me.
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, oh.
Ryan's Fancy. They were from Newfoundland. They were around from 1969 to 1983, made up of Fergus O'Byrne, Dermot O'Reilly, and Dennis Ryan. And yeah, they were good. A song there called Nancy Whiskey. And you would hear Ryan's Fancy on the Celtic Connection. Absolutely. Yes, today on Hurtin' for Real, my tribute, my annual tribute to the Celtic Connection with Gene McDonnell. It was a radio show that ran for quite a long time, 17 or so years, and I really liked it. So it's all songs that you might hear on that show, The Celtic Connection. This one here is from Patty Griffin. I still remember when I was interviewing Raoul Mallow at the Edmonton Folk Festival, and up came Patty Griffin, and she just crashed the interview, and it was a really special moment. So thank you for doing that, Patty. This song is called Irish Boy, another song that is part of the tribute to the Celtic Connection. Here you go.
Well, I danced in the arms of a black-haired girl in Scully Square after the war. And I drank to get drunk, and I sank and I stunk like a drunk on the subway floor. And I never did marry Cathy O'Shea. She met another and they went their way to the wind. You're a toy, just a drunk Irish boy, just a face in the crowd. But I'll be back around to show you all something someday. There are some things that must remain secret. Find no good reason to tell. There's too many men telling their secrets these days, and I'd like to tell them to all go to hell. So I never had dreams and they never came true, as far as you know anyway. To the wind, you're a toy, just a drunk Irish boy, just a face in the crowd. Back around to show you all something someday. Glory be to the highest of trees. We used to climb, my brother and me, high on her limbs to laughing hyenas over West Roxbury Cemetery. To the wind, you're a toy, just a thin Irish boy, coming back home from a war. Just a face in the crowd, just a drunken out loud, just you try looking down, cause I'll be back around to show you all something someday. Show you all was something someday.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Oh, my father was an Ulster man, broad Protestant was he. My mother was a Catholic girl from County Cork, was she. They were married in two churches, lived happily enough, until the day that I was born and things got rather tough.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Baptized by Father Riley, I was rushed away by car, to be made a little orange man, me father's shining star. I was christened David Anthony, but still in spite of that, to my father I was William, while my mother called me Pat.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
With mother every Sunday to mass I'd proudly stroll. Then after that the Orange Lodge would try to save my soul. For both sides tried to claim me, but I was smart because I'd play the flute or play the harp depending where I was.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
One day me ma's relations came round to visit me, just as my father's kinfolk were all sitting down to tea. We tried to smooth things over, but they all began to fight, and me being strictly neutral, I bashed everyone in sight.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Now my parents never could agree about my time of school. My learning was all done at home, that's why I'm such a fool. They both passed on, God rest them, but left me caught between that awful colour problem of the orange and the green.
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Yes, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Oh, you knew I was going to play the Irish Rovers, didn't you? Yes, that is a song called The Orange and the Green. And oh, how I loved the Irish Rovers when I was a kid. And Jimmy Ferguson, what a voice he had. Well, hi there, everyone. Today on Hurtin' for Real, a tribute to the Celtic Connection. And Gene and I were a part of the same radio station, CFBX. I'm no longer there, but yeah, I'm here. But, you know, I was lucky enough, I got to visit Gene McDonnell on many weekends. Yeah, I'd stop in on the weekend and record my show, and Gene was there, and we'd talk about music and talk about Kamloops or whatever. And yeah, those were good times. Yeah, I miss that. One song that you might hear on the Celtic Connection is a song called Dirty Old Town, done by the Pogues. This one here, I'm going to play a version from Five Star Homeless. They are a group that was from Saskatchewan, and they do a nice version of this song. Here you go, some Five Star Homeless on Hurtin' for Real.
I met my love by the gasworks wall. I dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. The clouds, they drift across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beats, and spring's a girl down the streets at night. Dirty old town, it's a dirty old town. Thank you.
I saw the train set the night on fire, and I smelt the spring down the smoky wind. Dirty old town, it's a dirty old town. I'm making an X, it's a big sharp X of shiny steel, temper in the fire, and I'll chop you down like an old dead tree. Dirty old town, it's a dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall, and I dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, it's a dirty old town. It's a dirty old town, it's a dirty old town. It's a dirty old town, it's a dirty old town.
is something new from a Scottish acoustic duo. They're called The Jellyman's Daughter, featuring Emily Kelly and Graham Coe. Yeah, isn't that good? Yeah, their new record is called Dead Reckoning. That song there, I Hope. And one of the things that I liked about The Celtic Connection, the old radio show, was that Gene would really play a lot of the new releases and the new bands and really make discoveries. Sure, he'd bring in, you know, a stack of old stuff, but the new stuff he would play as well. And I betcha that he would have played The Jellyman's Daughter. Well, another group that I think Gene would have liked, probably does like, is a group from Toronto. They're called Old Man Flanagan's Ghost. And they bill themselves as a Celtic folk band. They're from Toronto, and they are a hoot. Yes, they've released their second album. It's called Far From Shore, and on it is a song called The Summer of the Circus. Yeah, this is a lot of fun. Something new from Old Man Flanagan's Ghost. Oh, and by the way, Old Man Flanagan's Ghost, if you take the first letters in their name, it spells something, well, it stands for something that isn't Old Man Flanagan's Ghost. I wonder if that's on purpose. Here you go. Another song, a tribute to the Celtic Connection on Hurtin' For Real.
You got some big feet.
The clowns went cruising to a bar on King Downtown. Their noses turning red from the drinks they all washed down. When firemen took issue to that silly painted frown, oh, the patrons at the bar were toasting shots to Tom Malloy. When nasty words went flying like Bigfoot and Hose Boy, the brawl that broke out was a mesh of hatred and of joy. The summer of the circus, it could not last. The summer of the circus went by so fast. The summer of the circus, Toronto's past. The summer of the circus, it was the year of 1855. That would have been a time for us to be alive. Hey! The firemen from Orange Lodge got whipped in the fight. The next day they went back for more, just as you'd think they might. They pulled the circus tent down and the wagon set alight. Oh, that second fight was more a bloody riot than before. The mayor called the army in to even up the score. The lesson here, don't mess with clowns, they're lethal at their core. The summer of the circus, it could not last. The summer of the circus went by so fast. The summer of the circus, Toronto's past. The summer of the circus. The Toronto streets are tame. You clearly hadn't heard this tale of when the circus came. I'll never look at firemen or clowns quite the same. The summer of the circus, it could not last. The summer of the circus went by so fast. The summer of the circus, Toronto's past. The summer of the circus.
My thoughts are often turning to a land across the sea, where all the scenes of bygone days come plainly back to me. And now my heart is yearning for that little isle so grand. I'd be happy if they'd only shifted here to Newfoundland. If the Blarney Castle stood in old Placentia, and Muckross Abbey stood in Spaniard's Bay, if the bells of Shannon only rang in Broad Cove, Killarney's lakes flow through a Logie Bay, if the River Shannon only ran through Topsail, for my native land I'd never shed a tear. Every newfie would be seen with a charming sweet Colleen if they'd only shift old Ireland over here. This country would save a fortune if they'd move old Ireland here. We wouldn't have to import politicians every year. And with all the bootleggers we have on our hands now, we'd open up the barrels and we'd raise the price somehow. If they put the Donnybrook in dear old Brookfield, then Shamrocks you could find in Brazel Square. On Duckworth Street you'd pick up Dublin Daisies. Salvation bands would play an Irish air. Aaron Goldbrow would be seen on our big pennies. Tommy Doe, he would hum Belinda Dear. Old John Brown would feel at home, so would little Mr. Cone, if they'd only shift old Ireland over here. If the Blarney Stone was down in Bonavista, the Hikers Club would then be in their glee. If the Kitty Vitty Mines were nobly working, we could all take a walk down after tea. If the Custom House was over in Argentia, we could all land in safety from St. Pierre. Then we wouldn't have regrets smoking smuggled cigarettes if they'd only shift old Ireland over here.
Dick Nolan, yeah, a song called Shift Old Ireland. Yeah, that's a cute one from Old Dick. And today on Hurtin' for Real, all songs that are a tribute to the Celtic Connection. Yeah, songs that you might have heard on the Celtic Connection over the years. The Celtic Connection, like I said before, was a radio show on CFBX. It's a campus station out of Kamloops. I was a part of the station for 15 years. And Gene was a part of the station for a long time. In fact, I see that he even does fill-ins every now and then, and it's good to hear your voice on the radio again, Gene. But, you know, I really miss the Celtic Connection, and I know that others do. Others and myself have talked about your show and how special and one-of-a-kind it was. And, you know, if it comes back, that's great, and We're certainly hoping it does. If it doesn't, you know, that's okay too. We have so many wonderful memories of your time on the radio for so long. So thank you, Gene. I think I'm going to leave you with a couple. Before I do, want to let you know, my name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real, and I'll be back next week with some great country music you don't hear near enough. I think we're going to hear all songs with Alberta in the title. Yeah, there's a lot of them. So next week it will be kind of an Alberta song focus. And remember, you can always check out my show on Hurtin' for Real. Just go to, you know, hurtinforreal.com, and you can hear all the shows archived whenever you want there. And you can also check out my Twitter page at Hurtin' for Real. Lots of good stuff there. You can even connect with me there, make a request. Find out about upcoming shows, old shows, whatever, at Hurtin' for Real on Twitter. Well, I'm going to leave you with two. First one is by the Barra McNeils, a new one called Welcome to Boston. And then we'll finish with a song by the Chieftains. Yeah, that's kind of fitting, isn't it? Yeah, the Chieftains with Don Williams. Don Williams passed away a little while ago, and his voice just sounds wonderful when he performs when he did this song with the Chieftains. The song is Wild Mountain Time. All right, we'll leave you with two. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real. We'll visit next week. And once again, thank you, Gene.
coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the purple heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pick wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? By yon crystal clear fountain, and on it I will pile all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? If my true love, she was gone, I would surely find another to pick wild mountain thyme all around the purple heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pick wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?